since Ron Rush is down. He was sitting here. Oh. Well, I know what you're talking about. I can't tell the name.
You had a dragonfly?
Yes, that is true. That's right. But they're called something else.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I was really after.
Right. They're called something else. That the words are synonymous, but we call them something else. In this area, I'm saying. But it means the same thing.
Snake doctor?
Or? Snake doctor. That's what it is. Snake doctor. Right. You mentioned that. I do exactly what we would always call them.
Uh-huh.
That is the common name, the snake doctor, right.
Have you ever heard them called mosquito hawks?
No. Snake doctor is what's used here.
Now this is a little insect that's bad about burrowing under your skin, making your skin itch, welts will be raised on your skin.
Just under the skin?
Yeah, burrows it. It's especially bad if you're walking around barefoot, the woods.
Ticks?
It's a little different.
It's under the skin.
Really makes you itch.
Chiggers.
Yeah, sure.
Some people call them, kind of red bugs.
Red bugs, sure.
Yes.
Okay. Now, this is an insect that you see, a common insect that you see hopping around in your yard. Some green, some
hopper,
green.
Grasshopper.
Say it again?
Grasshopper.
Sure. Do you ever hear people invert that word?
Hoppergrass. Yes, I've heard that too. Right.
Now, if you're going fishing, what might you use for bait?
Worms.
Any kind of small fish that might be used?
Minnows.
Okay. I heard about something a little, not too terribly different. If you were cleaning your house, you might have to get a broom to get this stuff that will form in the corners.
Cobwebs.
Yeah. Is that the same sort of thing that you might see outside, suspended between bushes, spun by a spider?
I usually call them all cobwebs, yes.
All cobwebs. Okay. What do you call the part of the tree that grows in the ground?
The root.
Okay, the plural would be?
Roots.
Have you ever heard of any home remedies or made from roots or types of herbs that old timers would use in treating various diseases?
That's the answer. No, of a tree, you said?
Yeah, the roots.
Roots, yes. I've heard yellow root.
Yeah.
You drink that for some various disease. Yellow root.
Did your parents ever give you that sort of thing?
I don't think my mother ever gave me that yellow root. I know she used to take it for high blood.
What kind?
She used to take it for high blood, high blood pressure. She used to take it for that. She used to drink water for it or something. And also, that's bluegrass, some tea used to make out of it. Or bluegrass tea out of the roots of it. I used to take that.
Bad stuff.
Yes. And the next morning I take a dose of castor oil. Drink it at night. Next morning I take a dose of castor oil. So when it colds.
Delightful.
Both were laxatives, you know.
Yeah.
And the root. Oh yes, tea. If you have a cold, you used to take mullein. Tea for mullein, which is a plant. It grows out in the woods around rocks.
Yeah.
You make tea out of that. Of course, that's the root part of it that you use in tea. And I'm trying to think of other kinds of roots that are used for tea. For medicine, of course, there's another tea used for a drink called sassafras, I think, yes.